essentially everybody is capturing rainwater. There are no sources of water, fresh water, close by. It's about a, I believe, a 2 or 3 hour walk to the nearest spring where somewhat clean water can be found. But as I said, most people rely on rainwater catchment for their water needs. The cisterns that are in place, there are some cisterns that are there. However, they're rather exposed to runoff and thereby contamination. They're open air, and so the water is of not great quality in these cisterns.
So, Andrew, how do you preserve the water quality in these cisterns? Are these above ground? Is that as opposed to being in the ground? Or
well, thanks to a nonprofit that had been there 10 years ago or so, there are existing underground cisterns, but they're open to the air. And so you get mosquitoes, algae, tadpoles, birds, and it's really not fit for drinking at all.
It's becoming an aquatic habitat.
A cesspool, yes. Mm-hmm. So our solution is twofold. We asked them, what do we need? On our first trip, we've been working there for 3 years. And we asked them, what do they need? Hands down, it was water. They need clean water, and they need more of it. So to address that, we, in May, James and Maya and 15 other students traveled down to Haiti, where they installed 34 biosand filters.
What are those? Explain how those work. Right. Biosand filter sounds pretty high tech.
All right. Well, actually, it is, but it's also kind of the opposite. Haiti is a graveyard of failed water projects. Just on my first trip to Haiti, I saw 3 failed water projects where it was in disrepair and unused. And it's mostly because people don't know how to operate it. Parts will break down, chemicals will run out, and it's really not sustainable. So we saw this, and our mantras kind of keep it simple, comma, stupid. And we went with something that does not require chemicals or electricity, and that is the biosand filter. These are simple concrete boxes. They're about waist high, full of sand. And what happens is on the first 2 inches, it's like this insane bacterium world. And then the rest of the microbes on the way down through the sand, they starve. And it comes out like 98% clean. Had a drop of bleach, 100%.
And so it really, the majority of the work that's being done, though, is by sand.
It is.
It's really just regular sand?
Well, close. It's, I read like a 150-page report on sand grain distribution sizes. It's great stuff for an environmental engineer, but maybe not the most entertaining light reading. But it is important to have the right kind of sand. It cannot be limestone. It cannot have salt. It cannot have organic, so no beach sand, no river sand, no sedimentary rock. It has to be crushed, metamorphic, or igneous rock to work just right.
And so, James, does this mean then if these cisterns are up and running, does this mean the work is done then in this village?
Oh, I wouldn't say so. We intended to not just install 5,000 gallons worth of water storage, but also to educate the people in the village to build these cisterns on their own. So we need to go back and follow up and see how that process is going to see if it's in fact feasible for the residents of the village to get the materials and to create these cisterns. And if not, then what can we do to make that happen?